We do thank the Lord for such a time of conference as this.
我们感谢主给我们这一次的特会。
The Lord is indeed speaking to us in these times.
主实在在这个这一次特会中向我们每一个人说话。
We had that very penetrating and challenging word this morning.
今天早上江弟兄的信息带着刺透的能力。
And I believe we heard from the heart of God on this matter of service.
我相信是神从他的心里向我们说出他要说的话。
It's true that there are Christians who don't realize that they are servants of the living God by the right of their salvation.
是今天有许多的基督徒还不认识，从你重生那天起，你就应该有侍奉神的这一个责任。
And now they should be aware that they are servants and held accountable for their service during their lifetime.
那每一个基督徒，我们应该有一个认识，我们一生所做的，要在神的面前交账负责。
But then I think the majority of those of us here realize that we are servants of the living God.
我想在座每一位弟兄姊妹，大部分是有这个意识，有一个了解。
And in these times of rethinking, we realize how far short we have fallen, how unprofitable we are.
那么我们这次的特会是让我们重新的思考侍奉的这件事情，我们会发现我们是离那个标准差得何等的远。
This afternoon, we just want to share very simply on the one hope we truly have, which is Christ in you, the hope of glory.
那今天下午呢，我的题目乃是讲到我们侍奉的盼望，就是基督在我们里面是荣耀的盼望。
Indeed, we are equipped for service by the life within us.
我们因着主给我们的生命，这个生命来装备我们侍奉神。
We want to look at some very familiar scriptures in the New Testament.
让我们来一起看几处的圣经。
And we're just going to pick out a verse here and there.
我们要读好几处。
Probably every one of these verses you have underlined in your Bible.
可能我读的你在圣经上都老早有记号了。
But they all have to do with this amazing matter of the inner life of God within us.
这些经节都是提到我们内住的这个生命。
Let's look at the Galatians chapter 1.
加拉太书第一章。
We'll just read verse 15 and part of verse 16.
Chapter 1.
Chapter 1.
第一章。
Galatians 1:15.
十五节。
But when God, who had set me apart even from my mother's womb, and called me through his grace, was pleased to reveal his Son in me, so that I might preach him among the Gentiles.
然而那把我从母腹里分别出来又施恩召我的神，既然乐意将他的儿子启示在我里心里，叫我把他传在外邦人中，我就没有与属血气的人商量。
And then let's look at one verse in Ephesians chapter 3.
以弗所书第三章。
Verse 16,
十六节。
That he would grant you according to the riches of his glory to be strengthened with power through his spirit in the inner man, so that Christ may dwell in your hearts through faith.
求他按着他丰盛的荣耀，借着他的灵，叫你们里面的人刚强起来，使基督因你们的信住在你们心里。
And then in Philippians chapter 1, verse 6.
腓立比书第一章第六节。
For I am confident of this very thing, that he who began a good work in you will perfect it until the day of Christ Jesus.
第六节，我深信，那在你们心里动了善功的，必成全这功，直到耶稣基督的日子。
And then Philippians chapter 2, verse 12.
二章十六十二节。
So then, my beloved, just as you have always obeyed, not as in my presence only, but now much more in my absence. Work out your salvation with fear and trembling, for it is God who is at work in you, both to will and to work for His good pleasure.
2章12节，这样看来，我亲爱的弟兄，你们既是常顺服的，不但我在你们那里，就是我如今不在你们那里，更是顺服的，就当恐惧战惊，做成你们得救的功夫，因为你们立志行事，都是神在你们心里运行，为要成就他的美意。
Then Colossians chapter 1, verse 27.
哥罗西书1章27节。
To whom God willed to make known what is the riches of the glory of this mystery among the Gentiles, which is Christ in you, the hope of glory.
27节, 神愿意叫他们知道, 这奥秘在外邦人中有何等丰盛的荣耀, 就是基督在你们心里成了有荣耀的盼望。
And then over to our verse for the day in Hebrews chapter 13.
然后我们看今天的主题经节, 希伯来书13章,
beginning verse 20.
20节,
Now the God of peace, who brought up from the dead the great shepherd of the sheep through the blood of the eternal covenant, even Jesus our Lord, equip you in every good thing to do His will, working in us that which is pleasing in His sight, through Jesus Christ, to whom be the glory forever and ever. Amen.
13章20节, 但愿赐平安的神, 就是那凭永约之血, 使群羊的大牧人, 我主耶稣, 从死里复活的神, 在各样善事上成全你们, 叫你们遵行他的旨意, 又借着耶稣基督在你们心里行他所喜悦的事, 愿荣耀归给他, 直到永永远远。 Amen.
Let's just have a word of prayer.
让我们一起再有点祷告。
Father, as we come to you today in the name of our Lord Jesus,
天父，我们因着你儿子耶稣基督的名来到你面前。
This day we want to touch on this great mystery.
今天我们要摸到这个大的奥秘。
That the Lord God who is above us and all around us is also within us.
这位超乎万有、充满万有的神，今天也在我们的里面。
And He is there faithfully equipping His servants for service.
他为着我们每一个人的侍奉。
Help us this day to look away from ourselves and our own failure.
帮助我们不再看我们自己的失败,
and to see our Lord within.
让我们能够注目在我们里头的基督,
and by faith to lay hold of this reality that Christ liveth in us.
让我们能够紧紧地抓住主耶稣是在我们每一个人的里头。
And that this is now our life indeed.
这也就是我们的生命。
We pray for the Holy Spirit to be our teacher in this day.
我们求圣灵成为我们的老师。
Oh, do make real in the heart of every Christian here the reality of this glorious gospel within.
让这荣耀的福音在我们每一个圣徒的里面成为真实的经历。
We pray in the precious name of our Lord Jesus Christ.
我们这样的祷告乃是奉主耶稣基督宝贵的名。
Amen. What amazing verses these are.
我们刚刚读了许许多多很奇妙的经节。
They speak to us that there is a life determined for us.
我们里面有一个生命决定了我们的前途。
Our destiny is a person.
我们的前途乃是一位。
He's known you before the foundation of the world.
在创世之前他已经认识了你。
And He chose you knowing the end for you.
他拣选你之前，他已经知道你最后的结局。
There has begun already in our lives a plan for us.
他对我们每一个人的一生都有一个计划。
A plan that's full of many surprises, many mysteries.
在这个一生的计划里头，充满许多的你想都没有想到的事情，还有许多奥秘的事情。
Only an omniscient and omnipotent God could devise such a plan and accomplish it perfectly.
这个计划只有这位无所不知、无所不在的神，他能够设计出来，而且在你的身上把它执行完成。
We find two roads in our life.
在我们的生命中有两条路。
There is an outward road and set of circumstances running through our lives designed to bring us into sonship, our destiny.
有一条路是在我们的外面，让我们朝着这个方向去走的时候，最后能够达到神儿子的名分。
At the same time, there is an inner pathway winding through our life.
另外一条路是在里面的，是在我们一生好像交织在里头。
And this inner pathway disarms us, deconstructs us, brings us to the end of ourselves.
这个里面的这条路是常常把我们摧毁，把我们整个好像拉倒打倒。
And then resurrects us and strengthens us within that we might be spiritual servants and sons.
然后又把我们从死里带到复活的境界，让我们能够经历神的复活。
So a servant now neither works nor walks aimlessly or in vain.
所以今天我们在地上学习侍奉神，不是没有目标的，我们一生的服事也不是没有价值的。
All those things that we consider ups and downs have a divine stratagem behind them.
所有我们经历过的 高昂的经历也好，低谷的经历也好，这都是设计这位神所安排的。
Your life as a servant will be a contradiction at times.
在我们学做仆人的这条路上，有的时候我们碰到一些矛盾的事情。
At times,unimaginable blessings.
有受很大的祝福的时候。
At times, impossible problems.
也有我们碰到无法解决的时候。
And through them all, you'll find two words upon your lips time and time and time again.
所以在这个过程中，我们的嘴里面就会有一些话反复的出现。
Grace, mercy.
我们会向神求恩典，求怜悯。
Grace, mercy.
恩典，怜悯。
All of these things that our Lord does to us as servants is not just because of his love for us.
神让我们每一个仆人所经历的这些事情，不仅仅是因为他爱我们而已。
He loves us indeed.
是，他当然爱我们。
But the reason for all of these things is a much greater eternal plan that he has for his son.
更重要的，这一切乃是为着他的儿子，这一个神永远的旨意而有的。
The Lord God has determined with an unstoppable determination.
神为着这个旨意，他定义要完成，没有任何阻力可以抗拒他。
That in the fullness of times, all things in heaven and on earth and under the earth will be gathered unto the Lord Jesus.
在时候满足的时候，天上的、地上的、地底下的，所有都要在他的儿子里面归于一。
And because of this great eternal plan,
因着这个永远的定义，
He has swept us up,
然后就把我们带进来，
and has begun to work upon us,
在我们身上做工。
In conformity with that plan.
让我们每一个人能够跟这个旨意联合在一起。
What do we discover as the years go by?
那么当我们回头看过去的年岁，年岁是什么呢？
We've been conquered by an indwelling life.
我们被里面一个新的生命来征服。
We have the privilege of cooperating with that indwelling life or resisting it.
那么我们有两个选择，一个是跟这个里面的这个生命配合合作，或者抗拒它。
And the rewards for our service are conditional.
那我们侍奉的奖赏是有条件的。
But our destiny in glory is inevitable.
但是我们最终的目的是达到荣耀，这是无可避免的。
Christ in you, the hope of glory.
基督在我们里面是荣耀的盼望。
If we are servants of God, many times we have fully given up on ourselves.
我们学习侍奉神，常常有一个经历，就是我们对自己完全失望放弃了。
But then we've heard that word again, Christ in you, the hope of glory.
在那个刻，神就提醒我们，在我们里面的基督是我们荣耀的盼望。
The first time, the first afternoon, we spoke on the environment for equipping.
第一个下午我讲到这一个装备的那个环境。
And it's true, as servants of God, we are responsible for the environment for other servants of God.
我们每一个侍奉的工人，我们有一个责任，为着后来的一代，我们要培养一个好的环境，人让神的工人产生。
The church should be the household that raises up servant sons of value, vessels of honor.
教会应该是基督的学校，产生贵重器皿的地方。
But when we look around, we see so few servants of any kind.
但今天你放眼看去，好像很少工贵重的器皿产生。
How could it be in the house of God so many servants of the world?
为什么今天在神的家中所看见的许多的是这世界的仆人，而不是神的仆人？
How could it be in the house of God so many servants of self?
怎么会在神的家看到的许多是自己的仆人？
So few servants of God.
但是那么少的是神的仆人。
That alone should be testimony enough of our need to repent as God's servants.
所以你看到这样的光景，我们的确需要来到神的面前，好好的认罪悔改。
But our destiny as servant sons is not hinged upon the environment around us.
我们成为神的仆人儿子，当然不是局限于这个客观的环境而已。
The second afternoon we spoke about the servants themselves being raised up by the grace of God.
所以第二堂我们就交通到这个工人的本身，他怎么样装备自己。
If there is difficulty with the environment, there is greater grace for anyone who would be a servant of God.
当我们客观的环境不够理想的时候，我们每一个人自己在神的面前能够去支取那一个更多的恩典，来靠着那个恩典装备自己。
We can lay hold of that grace of God and find an overcoming life to be soldiers and to be athletes and to be farmers with expectation of reward.
我们紧紧抓住这个够用的恩典，让我们成为神的精兵，他的农夫，还有他的工人。
And part of the proof of our calling is the ability to take the grace to become a servant of the Word of God.
那么我们在这个操练里头，就是我们对于神话语的操练。
But our destiny does not finally rest upon the resolve, our gracious resolve as servants.
这里还不是这整个最后的那一个情况，还不是仅仅停留于这一个做仆人的本身。
Today we see the third one responsible for our equipping, the Lord Himself.
那么我们就来到今天第三个题目，来看到这个第三个元素是让我们装备成为神工人的必要条件。
And here we have good news.
这里有一个好消息。
Our Lord is well able to equip servants for Himself.
主自己有足够的能力来装备他自己的工人。
By an inner indwelling life within, our Lord is able to equip for spiritual service.
乃是靠我们里面这个生命，这个生命把我们带到这个地步。
How does the Lord equip us by this life?
主怎么样用他在我们里面的生命来装备我们呢？
Isn't that one of the greatest mysteries of the Christian life?
这不就是每一个基督徒最奥秘的部分吗？
That mystery of godliness.
这个敬虔的奥秘。
Here we are, human flesh.
我们在肉身里头。
And yet able to live by a divine life.
但是却能够活出一个神的生活。
Such a great mystery, but attested to time and time again in the Word of God.
这个是一个奥秘，在圣经里面我们看见多次的被证明出来。
Think of the statement of Paul in Galatians.
想想保罗在加拉太书所说的话。
There he was, a sinful vessel.
他本来是一个有罪的器皿。
When by God's grace, the revelation of Jesus shone within him.
但是靠着神的恩典光照他，让他看见他里面的情形。
And in a moment of time,This empty vessel became full of Christ.
在那一刻他被神摸到的时候，这个本来虚空的器皿却被神的荣耀充满。
This revelation of Christ within for Paul was his motivation, was his source material for the messages and his prayers for the rest of his days.
这个充满他的荣耀的生命就成为他整个的动力，整个的意象，整个的侍奉的中心。
Or we read that precious scripture in Ephesians chapter 3.
然后你看到第三章以弗所书。
The Holy Spirit comes into our weak, spiritually weak lives and strengthens them.
你看到保罗告诉我们，圣灵来到我们这个软弱的器皿里头，叫我们心里的力量刚强起来。
A servant needs that inner strength of spirit, and the Holy Spirit builds that into our lives.
圣灵就把我们这个软弱的人，却在我们的深处把里面这个人建立起来。
And he fortifies us so completely that Christ is able to dwell in our hearts by faith. Imagine that.
圣灵能够做到一个地步，让基督在我们里面住下来，安居下来。
And then what can we say about these precious words in Philippians?
然后我们又看到腓立比书。
We find that God is the initiator. He has begun a good work.
你会发现保罗告诉我们，我们的主是一切事情的启动者，他开始一切。
And since God has initiated, now we are to work out our salvation in fear and trembling.
那么既然神在我们身上起了一个头，那我们就要去跟他配合，用恐惧战惊做成你们得救的功夫。
But wait, it is God within us, both willing, giving us the will, and doing according to his good pleasure.
然后因为你们立志行事都是神在你们心里运行来成就他的美意。
Oh, what a precious mystery this life within.
所以在我们里面这个生命是充满奥秘的一个生命。
Could you imagine how this promise fell upon the ears of the Colossians in chapter 1?
那么这个伟大的应许到了哥罗西的耳朵，圣徒的耳朵里面。
Many of those Gentiles felt like quite second-class citizens compared to their Jewish brethren.
那么这些外邦的基督徒就觉得他们好像是二等公民，在跟犹太的基督徒来比的话。
But Paul said, this is a mystery given to the Gentiles. Christ in you, the hope of glory.
但是保罗要纠正他们的概念，告诉他们说，不，在你们里面的基督是荣耀的盼望，使得外邦人说。
Those Gentiles realized they had the same life within them that their Jewish brethren also had.
所以让这一些外邦的基督徒知道，他们里面的这个生命跟那些犹太基督徒的生命是一样的。
And finally, this precious passage in Hebrews chapter 13.
最后来到十三章希伯来书。
Oh, what a strong word is this letter to the Hebrews.
是一个非常重要的一封书信，写给希伯来的基督徒。
But what a strong consolation at the end.
是一个在这本书信的结束，是一个很大的鼓励祝福。
In effect, that simple verse says that God has raised up the shepherd of the sheep.
神已经把群羊的大牧人兴起来了。
And placed him by the Spirit into our lives.
借着圣灵把他放在我们的生命中
to work out his will and according to his good pleasure.
把神的旨意能够贯彻在每一个基督徒的身上。
Now if we're to trust somebody to equip us for spiritual service, I think we should trust in the Lord who dwells within.
所以今天如果我们希望有一位我们能够信靠的能够把我们装备起来好好的侍奉神，这个对象没有别人，只有我们的主耶稣。
Only he can truly equip us for spiritual service.
只有这位主他能够装备我们，使我们合适侍奉神。
Now we know that there are some servants who have stature and intelligence.
是我们可以看到有一些所谓神的仆人，他有地位有名声。
But it seems that it's God's will to choose those without much intelligence, without much stature, without much background, without a religious pedigree.
但是你去看神所用的真正的仆人，反倒是这个世界上没有什么名声，不是什么有很有才干的人，也不是很有地位的人。
It's a magnification of the grace of God to take unprofitable, useless people.And turn them into useful servants.
你会发现神的荣耀往往是选择这世上无有的愚拙的平凡的，把他们变成不凡的，这是神的荣耀。
God delights to find servants in the most unusual places, broken homes.
神往往会找到一些很特殊的情况，比如说破碎的家庭，神找到一个人。
He snatches a servant out of superstitious religious background.
也可能在一些很迷信的背景里面，抓出一个人来。
He finds those dwelling with sinners and brings them out.
或者在一些很可怕的罪人的中间选了一个人出来。
And somehow by that inner life transforms these people into useful servants.
而这一个新的生命在人的里头就把这样没有什么的罪人改变。
I made mention of the fact that I visit Russia about once a year if the Lord wills.
昨天讲到一年有一次我大概会到苏俄去。
And the primary gospel ministry in Russia is ministering to alcoholics and drug addicts the gospel of Jesus Christ.
那么每一次去那里工作的对象都是一些吸毒的啦、醉酒的啦这样的人。
And that's because most of the men and young people are drug addicts or alcoholics.
因为在那个环境里头，男人基本上绝大百分比是吸毒的或者是醉酒的。
They pick them off the streets sometimes, homeless vagabonds looking for another fix.
那么他们常在路上就把这些人捡来找来。
But I've been going there 5 years.
我去了一年有 五年了。
5 years later I see the one I saw saved off the street serving God.
那么这个五年中间我现在就可以看到当初从路上找来的这一个中间有一个人现在已经侍奉主了。
We believe God makes us a new creation in Christ Jesus.
所以我坚持的相信我们的主是把我们创造成一个新的创造在基督里。
We believe in the new birth.
我们绝对相信重生。
We believe the Lord can sanctify, and that the Lord can transform from glory to glory any vessel whom He chooses by the power of that inner life.
靠着神在我们里面生命的能力，能够把一个不可能的人变成神的仆人。
And yet, isn't it true? Even though we can believe that God can change such a rugged sinner,
虽然我们相信神能够改变这样的一个大罪人，
we stagger at unbelief with how much God cares for us, unprofitable servants.
但是另一面很稀奇的，我们对我们自己这个可怜的光景，好像我们信不过来神能够做。
How could God pay so much attention to you? As his servant,
神能够花很长的时间在你的身上来培养你成为他的仆人。
But I'd love to hear the testimonies of his care today from this assembly.
我很愿意听一听神在我们教会身上神做了什么何等大的事。
We would have testimony after testimony and infallible proofs of God's miraculous provision.For his servants.
我绝对相信我们可以有许多的弟兄姊妹一个一个接在一起为神做见证。我以前是怎么样一个人，今天神改变我成为另外一个神的可以使用的人。
Isn't it amazing how God knew just what you needed and brought it to you just at the right time?
我们的神非常的奇妙。他知道在什么时间把什么事情或者什么人带到你的旁边，对你刚刚好可以让你学习。
It's one thing to say I believe in Jehovah Jireh. It's quite another thing to say Jehovah Jireh has come to me.
一面我们说我们相信耶和华以勒，这是一回事，但是耶和华以勒的经历临到你个人的身上，那是另外一回事。
And if you are his servant, you have known him to.Graciously take you aside for seasons of rest, for seasons where you stop, and he puts you up on the Father's wheel and begins to mold you and make you in a new design.
有的时候神把有意的把我们带出这一个侍奉的行列，让我们休息，他有时间把你再重新塑造，成为他和他心意的人。
Maybe it was through sickness that he took us aside.
他可能的方法是用生病。
But according to his will, he sets us aside in order to talk to us, in order to give us to understand something more deep about his plan.
不管怎么样，神总是让我们能够从忙碌的工作里面退下来，他有时间可以把他自己更多的启示给你。
And what can the servant of God say?
如果我们是这样，一个神的仆人能说什么呢？
The greatest consolation of service must beHis intimate revealings of himself to us.
一个神的仆人能够得到最大的鼓舞，莫过于神把他自己更新的启示给你。
When the Lord speaks just a word to us or reveals something of himself,
神把他自己启示给你是以前你没有了解的。
It becomes the fuel of our worship and the message that we serve with.
这个新的认识就成为我们后来侍奉的讲到的内容，我们新的经历。
Isn't it wonderful to have a life springing up within that comes out of some revelation, some intimate revelation he has given to you regarding himself?
这个神把他自己崭新的启示给你，这是何等兴奋，让我们的侍奉带着能力。
And then think of how he takes a servant and expands him spiritually from the smallness that he found the servant.
有的时候因为我们非常的狭窄，神要用他特别的方法让我们的度量可以扩大。
Now I am big, but I am small.
我个子很大，但是我里面很小。
We are all so petty and narrow and prejudiced and small in our thinking.
我们常常眼光短浅，心胸狭窄，我们很可怜。
But the Lord lays hold of us and begins to expand our inner life.
但是神有一天把我们抓住，然后在我们上做工，然后要把我们整个的眼光开大。
We meet more people than we ever could have imagined we'd meet.
我们真是需要神给我们有这样大的、更多的人来一起侍奉神。
We're enlarged as we meet dear saints of God.
当我们与圣徒相交的时候，我们的度量就会扩大。
We recognize that we have touched in fellowship with some who are God's heroes and spiritual saints, even in the day we live.
我们有的时候神让我们遇到一些属灵的英雄，一些大的弟兄们。
The Lord will take us places we've never been before.
他带我们去我们从来想都没想到会去的地方。
Australia to people in America is like going to the South Pole.
对美国的人来讲，到澳洲来好像去了南极一样。
Who would imagine going to Australia?
谁能够想象有一天你会跑到澳洲来呢？
The Lord, as we serve Him, enlarges our family.
所以你会发现神让我们在服事中看到他的家在扩大。
My wife and I have two sons who are both grown and live quite far away from us.
我们有两个儿子，都不住在家的附近，都到外面去了。But
I am a brother in a large Chinese family in New York.
但是我现在在一个中国人很多的一个聚会当中。And
I don't understand them any better than I understand my sons.
我对那些弟兄姊妹的认识也不会多过我对儿子的认识。The
Lord blesses us in so many ways.
神用各样的方法来祝福我们。Many
servants can testify how the Lord has kept them in health to do His bidding.
所以我们可以看见神让我们有一个好的身体，让我们可以来服侍他。And
I don't know of any servant who really serves with gratitude who isn't filled with blessings upon blessings.
我没有碰过一个工人，他一直在侍奉的当中带着感恩的心，而神没有把更多的恩典加在他的身上。Now
if that weren't enough, the Lord also lays hold of us by this inner life.
如果这个还不够的话，神还要借着我们里面的生命再继续做工。And
He takes the precious gospel that we preach and He makes it a spiritual reality within us.
神借着我们所传的福音，在我们的自己的生命里头做奇妙的工作。Take
this matter of assurance of salvation.
让我们就谈谈这个救恩的把握性。Now
there's some controversy about just when John Wesley was actually saved.
到底卫斯理这个弟兄什么时候得救的？But
I believe he was saved before he ever went out to serve the Lord.
我相信他得救是在他还没有出来侍奉之前，他已经得救了。He
knew the gospel of salvation.
他知道救恩的福音。He
went to America and preached the gospel to the Native Americans.
他跑到美洲向红帆传福音。He
preached and read the Bible through and through.
他一面传道，一面把圣经读了好多遍。But
only after some years was his heart strangely warmed with an assurance of his salvation.
然后在他这个好多年之后，他在那边传道，有一次。 神好像让他里面忽然间开启了，觉得有一个奇热在他的心里。There
was that young servant D.L. Moody, the evangelist.
就是在穆迪这个弟兄在传福音的时候。Oh,
he would preach, he would sweat, he would yell, he would proclaim the gospel.
穆迪弟兄在那里流着汗，在那里努力的传福音。
But after he'd been doing that for several years, one day walking down a street in New York City, he was filled with the Holy Spirit.
这样传了好几年，有一次在纽约正在走路的时候，忽然间圣灵充满他。Those
things that he had spoken about became reality to him, and the fruit of his ministry increased manifold.
所以你会发现，他已经传了好几年福音了，但是在那一天在纽约的街上，忽然间他自己得着了。There
was a dear saint, A.B. Simpson.
另外还有一个弟兄叫A.B. Simpson弟兄的。What
a precious brother.
是一个非常宝贵的弟兄。After
the Civil War in the United States, he went to Louisville, Kentucky, right in the middle between the North and the South.
在南北战争刚刚结束的时候，他来到一个地方叫 Louisville， 在正好是南北交界的那个州。
And through his preaching, he brought reconciliation to the whole city of Louisville, Kentucky.
那么他在那里传道一个果效，就是这个南北本来是分裂的，在这个城里面两边和好了。
Indeed, he brought a two-year revival to that city by his protracted preaching of the gospel.
在那个 Louisville 城里面，他传道有两年之久，把整个的城都带到主面前。
He moved to New York City in 1881 to a large and influential Presbyterian church.
然后在1881年，他就从 Louisville 搬到纽约，他在纽约讲道。
And within 1 year, that church had doubled in size, all through salvation.
在一年之间，把那个长老会整个的人数增加一倍。
But a chronic sickness and weakness prevented our brother from continuing on.
但是他得到一个病，让他没有办法再继续传道。
And he was laid aside for months.
所以因着那个病，他休养了几个月。
With no improvement to his health.
没有任何的改进。
He cried out and asked for healing many times.
然后他就向神祷告，神啊，医治我好长的时间。
But one day,
有一天
in a flash,
忽然间
he realized and never prayed for healing again.
他知道他不需要再为得医病医治祷告。
Because he realized by faith that he could take hold of the healer himself and he was immediately healed.
他不需要求医治，他只要求这个医治的主，他的病就好了。
No longer just a theory.
这不再是理论，而是他的经历。
A blessed reality that he preached everywhere he went.
所以这个经历他就带到他后来讲到的各个地方。
We all know the reality of miraculous provisions.
我们就能够知道常常有一些神奇事的神给我们的经历。
I just bring to your mind George Mueller, who received everything they needed to carry on their orphanage work.
另外一个有名的弟兄叫做穆勒弟兄，他是孤儿院的，有很多很多的神奇经历。
A servant of God experiences destiny encounters, moments of destiny.
这些侍奉的人，他有一个目标。
I'll give you an example. Charles Finney was an evangelist.
芬尼弟兄是一个传福音的人。
The Lord encourages sometimes when we're serving him.
有的时候神鼓励我们服侍他。
Our brother went to a little village upstate New York. He was traveling through on horseback.
那个时候他骑着马在纽约州的北方在那里传道。
Now in the 19th century, when somebody came to a little village, all work stopped, all the shops closed, everybody came to see who was in town.
那么在19世纪那个时候，美国如果有个新来的人，那么大家什么活都不干了，回来看看这个新来的人是谁。
And so they opened up the one-room schoolhouse, and everybody came in, and he began to preach the gospel to the dear people there.
所以他这个新来的人来的时候，他就把学校的一个房间打开来，那么大家工作也不做，就跑来这边看看，听听这个人讲什么。
He talked about Lot's departure from Abraham and going down into Sodom.
那一天他的讲题是罗德离开亚伯拉罕往索多玛去了。
And he pressed in upon this matter of turning to worldliness.
所以他在那里责备这个人走向世界。
But his message had unusual effect.
但是这个信息带着很奇妙的结果。
The place went silent.
整个的听众没有声音。
Halfway through the message, a man got up and walked out.
讲了一半，有一个人站起来就出去了。
But he came back a few minutes later.
过了几分钟又进来了。
He was the first one down to the front when they had the altar call.
然后他呼召的时候，他是第一个在前面。
That man was soundly saved.
那一个人得救了。
It turns out his name was Lot.
因为他的名字就叫罗德。
And the name of the village he was preaching in was Sodom.
那他讲到的那个城的名字就叫做索多玛。
How the Lord encourages us that we're on the right track with these divine moments of destiny.
所以你会发现神在 他我们不知不觉中他已经把我们安排我们的前途。
Or how about this truth, this gospel truth of sanctifying victory?
那么讲到成圣得圣这件事情,
Do you know who Ian Thomas is?
这个 Thomas 这个弟兄, 我们有人知道吗?
Major Ian Thomas, an Englishman from the army.
是一个英国人, 他原来在,
He was a servant of God.
他也是神的仆人。
He worked hard in his service.
他工作的时候非常勤奋。
But he didn't see any fruit.
但是他工作劳苦, 可是没有结果。
He became spiritually despondent.
然后他就觉得非常灵性枯干。
Until Galatians 2:20 became a reality to him.
等到有一天, 哥罗西书2:20
If you have read any of his books,
如果你读过他的书,
you know its theme already.
他的主题,
Christ in you.
基督在你里头,
Every book he writes on, Christ in you.
他每写一本书, 他都是讲到基督在你里头。
That was a reality of rest for our dear brother.
因为对他来讲, 这就是他侍奉能够安息的秘密。
Or even this that we call the exchanged life. What a wonderful doctrine this is, Galatians 2:20.
然后有一个主题是讲到交换的生命, 这是何等奇妙的经历。
We all know the verse.
我们知道这节圣经。
We all understand what the word said.
我们知道圣经上讲的是什么。
But I love to ask sometimes, dear brother or sister, are you crucified with Christ?
那我有时候就要问问有些弟兄姊妹，你是与基督同钉，你钉了十字架没有啊？
Do you know what the most common answer I receive is?
每次这样问，我得到的一般的答案是什么？
I'm trying to be.
我正在尝试着。
Now does that give you a hint they don't understand this wonderful truth?
所以这个答案你就知道他并没有完全懂。
Well, our dear brother Hudson Taylor went out as a missionary to China, and he worked faithfully, and he worked hard in that China Inland Mission.
戴德森弟兄当年在内地会，他是创始人，到中国去传道，非常辛苦。
But he soon came to the end of his energy, and exhausted, he came before the Lord.
过了不久，他就来到他精疲力尽服侍的这个结果。
He took seriously his calling as a missionary, but he was such a failure in the fruit of it.
他对神给他的呼召非常的认真，但是他对做这些年做工的结果非常的失望。
And then through a simple letter of a friend, God opened his eyes to see that all he needed to do was abide in the vine as a branch.
在他最失望的时候，有一个朋友，一个弟兄写一封信给他，提醒他，我们一个基督徒只需要把自己放在 葡萄枝放着与这个树连在一起，这是我们得能力的秘密。
And the testimony of those who knew him after that time.
所以认识他的人知道他这个经历之后,
is that Brother Taylor, no matter how busy he was always resting.
就看见他不管他外面多么忙碌，他常常安息在主里头。
In his rest, he was busier than ever.
在那个安息的灵里头，他虽然外面可以很忙，
but no longer fretful.
你就会发现他就不再觉得干枯干了。And
oh, so fruitful.
他虽然是年龄很长，可是结出果实累累。
Now in some manner and measure to the servant of God who would preach the doctrines of our gospel,
有许多的神的仆人传讲福音的信息。
The Lord is not satisfied if we just speak of these things as one who is talking about something.
神不会以我们仅仅讲关于福音的事为满足。
But the Lord sends the Spirit of reality to bring us into that very reality that we're preaching about.
神必须让借着圣灵把我们带进这个福音的实质实际。
And He brings us in step by step as we're able to bear it.
所以你会发现神在带领我们的时候是一步一步晋升的，直到我们能够完全掌握。
Now this inner life and power is able to change us. It's a tremendous equipping force.
这个在我们里面这个生命
And this inner life within us is strong because it's completely based on the work of the cross.
这个里面的生命之所以能够强壮，是因为十字架的工作。
Now for the sake of the young people,
为着我们中间的青年,
when we say the work of the cross,
当我们说到十字架的工作,
we really should fill out the sentence. It is the work of the cross and the resurrection.
我应该把这句话讲得完全，讲到十字架的工作与复活的生命。
Because when the Lord brings us to the cross in the end of ourselves,
神借着十字架把我们带到了绝境,
at the end there's always a release of resurrection life through it.
到这个绝境的时候，不是完了，乃是有复活的生命彰显出来。
And so the Christian servant for all his days will know what it means to walk with his cross.
因着这个缘故, 一个神的仆人就知道什么意思叫做背起自己的十字架跟随主。
All of our days as a servant, there is the divine veto upon our flesh.
在我们这一条路行走的时候，我们就会发现随时随地 圣灵会在我们生命中对我们的肉体否决。
And at the same time, a divine yea and amen to the life of Christ within us.
在那个否决的时候，同时你就会发现圣灵也就把基督的生命在我们里面说是的。
We will know a continual decreasing in our lives.
我们就会发现我们在学习一直我的越来越小。
And as we decrease, we will notice a continual increase of His life.
那同时基督在我们里面就越来越大。
This inner strength and equipping is based on this work of the cross.
所以基督的生命在里面装备我们的时候，完全就是根据我们对十字架这个经历而产生的。And
so the Lord takes us and He brings us to the end of ourselves.
所以我们的主常常把我们带到绝境。You
know that each asset is now a liability.
所以在这个时候你就会发现原来在这个收支表上是我们的资产的，有一天忽然发现这是我们的负债。Your
natural strength is a great spiritual weakness.
你本来有的能力却在属灵上成为你最大的拦阻。And
all of your natural gain is spiritual loss.
你在世上所得着的却成为你属灵上的损失。Now
I know that as servants we don't believe that.
当然今天在这个世界有一些所谓工人不承认这个事实。Because
when we serve the Lord, we serve with all our strength.
我们说我们侍奉神，用我们所有的力量来侍奉神。And
so the Lord has to let us wind down until we come toward the end of ourselves.
因着这个缘故，神就让我们使用，用尽了我们所有的本事。Eventually
we have to cross through the Jordan River, His crucifixion, and come up in the promised land in resurrection life on the other side.
所以神就一定把我们带向约旦河，从这一边经过约旦河的死，然后从那一边达到应许之地。And
in order for His indwelling life to be more freely released to express Himself through us, so He has to bring us down through this work of the cross in order that His life may be free.
为着让神的生命在我们里面能够完全的发挥，神有意借着环境把我们带到死地。And
you who are servants of God, you know the wisdom with which the Lord does this.
我们侍奉神的人，我们应该知道神做这件事情背后的智慧。He
usually takes our greatest strength and takes it through the river.
他往往把我们最大的能力的，我们天然最大的能力
For the sake of the young people, I make this illustration.
为着青年人,
you have a pack of Boy Scouts.
你是童子军, 你有一个包包,
and they come to the Jordan River and it's flood tide flowing.
那你来到了这一个约旦河是一个涨潮,
but they must get to the other side.
但是你又必须过河,
and so they always pick the biggest guy to go first.
然后他就在这一群人中找一个个子最大的做头。
How do I know that?
为什么我知道呢?
And so they all tie a rope around themselves, all six or eight of them in a row, and get ready to go across that river one by one.
所以呢, 他们就把绳子绕在每一个人的腰上, 一串, 六七个。
Now who is the biggest guy?
那谁是最大个儿呢?
Maybe it's your pride.
可能就是你的骄傲是最大个儿。
Maybe it's the quickness of your brain.
或者你的脑筋很快。
Maybe it's your personality.
或者你有一个强的性格,
maybe you have more energy than anybody else.
或者你的这个能力, 身体最好,
maybe you're an eloquent debater.
或者你最有口才,
maybe you're funny.
或者你很有幽默感,
maybe you have a good personality.
或者你的性格最讨人喜欢,
maybe you're very righteous.
也可能你非常公义,
I don't know who the big boy is in your Boy Scout pack.
在你这一个包包里头, 哪一个是你最强的, 我不是规定, 我不一定知道。
But we send him out to go across the stream.
但是不管怎么样, 这个个子最大的这一个, 把他, 排头一名。
And of course he has to be brought to the end of himself.
然后你会发现神就让他来, 到一个程度, 走不下去了。
And the river is too deep.
这个河很深。
And the river is too swift.
然后这个河, 水流又很急。
And he cannot hold his feet anymore, but he swims as best he can.
然后他没有办法再走了，他只好浮了。
And goes down and comes up, and goes down and comes up.
然后一下子沉水，一下子浮水，一下子沉水，一浮一沉。
And occasionally he grabs hold of a rock and finds some rest and thinks he's almost made it.
然后碰到一块石头，赶快抱住，他想我这样得救了。
But then he goes down again.
然后又滑下去了。
And the current takes him way down river.
这个急流把他冲到下流。
And he eventually wastes his energy.
他精疲力尽,
and he can't even swim anymore.
他没有办法游了,
he goes under the water.
他就沉水了,
almost dead.
没命了,
almost dead.
几乎没命了。
And suddenly, he feels two arms under his arms and lifts him up, finds himself on the shore on the other side.
然后他就忽然间发现好像有一个人, 一双手把他从下面举起来, 放在对岸,
it's the Lord Jesus.
那位不是别人, 就是主耶稣。
He was crucified for us.
他为我们钉死。
We didn't have to die.
我们不需要死。
He died.
他死了。
And we died with him.
我们与他一同死。
And he pulls that big boy up on the other side.
他就把我们带到对岸。
The boy is too weak to do anything else.
啊, 他已经没有力气了。
But he can hold on to Jesus.
他就紧紧抓住耶稣,
and he's got the rope around him,
身上绑着这个绳子,
and one by one those other strings are going to have to come through the river.
所以你这一包里头所有这些你认为可靠的东西, 神一样一样把它带过河。
But once you've learned that one big struggling 2 year wrestling defeat and then victory on the other side,
但是你这第一次 就是你生命中最强的这个点, 跟神摔跤可能经过两年, 但是有一天来到你的绝境, 再经历神把你带复活,
then it becomes a little bit simpler for the Lord to deal with other areas of our life.
有这一次经历以后, 其他的问题就容易多了。
We get the point before we have to drown.
因为你学过一次经历, 你下次就知道, 怎么样子反应?
But this work of the cross is always working upon us.
但是这个十字架的律在我们身上是反复的执行。
In the servant's life after 10 years, there's new strengths that have been found.
所以如果一个神的工人经过这样的学习十年下来, 他又得着神的新的力量。
Not necessarily carnal strengths, sometimes good strengths.
这个力量不一定再是你从前的肉体的力量。
But the Lord demands they also go through this work of the cross.
那不管怎么样, 我们生命中的每一个部分都要经过这个十字架的对付。
What wisdom there is in this way of the cross.
那么在这一个十字架的方法里头, 隐藏着神何等的智慧啊。
And if it means life on the other side, isn't it worth it?
如果在河的那一岸有新的生命, 这个经历,
listen to this wisdom.
听听神这个智慧。
We must serve in order to fail.
我们必须侍奉到一个地步垮台。
For it's only in failure that we learn to serve.
因为只有经过垮台，你才知道应该怎么侍奉。
Now our dear brother this morning confessed openly before us all he felt he was a failure as a servant.
今天早上江弟兄在大家的面前承认我们的过去的服事是一个失败。
And I suppose everyone here who serves the Lord would say amen and include themselves.
我想我们在座所有服事的弟兄姊妹，你好好回想也会说阿们，这个阿们是包含你自己说话的人。
But you see, you have to serve in order to fail in order to serve.
因为我们必须侍奉到失败才能够真正知道什么叫做真的侍奉。
Now this is why I think the big boy among the Chinese is Mr. Clever.
所以在中国人中间这一个排老大的就是我们中国人的聪明。
Because Mr. Clever says then you see I won't serve until I learn the right way to serve and then I'll serve without making that mistake.
因为我们的聪明告诉我们我们为了救自己怕不要去这个死掉，那么我们就在旁边看，等等到就我们就学会了，我就可以绕过这个十字架的路来侍奉神。
But that's not serving God.
但是这不是真正的侍奉。
If you wait till you're perfect, I'm afraid you'll never come there.
你如果要等等到有一天你认为你是十分都会了再来侍奉的话，我看你永远不会。
I want to promote something here today.
今天我要跟你们鼓励一下。
Do you love the Lord?
你爱主吗？
When he tells you to jump in the river, jump.
所以主跟你说跳到河里去的时候你就跳啊。
Yes, you'll sink.
你说你会沉淹死了。
是。Maybe you thought you could swim.
但你想你会游吗？
Not in the number six rapids.
到第六步的时候你就不灵了。
But you see, after a while you begin to learn the lesson.
但是不管怎么样你就学会了。
When the Lord says serve.
所以主对我们说侍奉。
You'll say yes Lord, but I can't serve.
你对主说是啊我要侍奉但是我不能侍奉不会侍奉。
Okay, you want me to speak next Sunday? I have nothing to say.
下个主日你要我站讲台我没有一句话说得清楚。
You know what the Lord says?
主怎么说呢？
Does he say, you're so dumb, you have nothing to say.
你怎么那么笨一句话都没有吗这主不会这样讲的。
He says, I'm glad you have discovered you have nothing to say.
主会说我很高兴你发现你没有一句话好说。
And then by his mercy and grace, he puts a little burden in your heart, and if you'll be faithful to work out that burden, you find he has something to say.
但是在你知道自己不能的时候神的恩典就放在你的里面让你慢慢有一个感觉从主那里来的你就把那个说出来就好了。
Oh, the wisdom of the cross. There's no easy way through.
所以你会发现十字架是神的智慧没有第二条路可以代替它。
Here I share some more wisdom.
再给你们一点。
He encourages you. Sometimes in the most impossible situations, he encourages you to go through.
他会在我们认为完全不可能的情形之下主会鼓励我们让我们过得去
and yet even while he encourages you he is stripping things away from you
他一面鼓励你一面在你的身上剥夺了一些东西
he encourages his servants
他鼓励他的仆人
but at the same time by the work of the cross he always clarifies to his servant the difference between the treasure and the vessel
在这一个学习的步骤中神总是要教我们能够分辨什么是这一个瓦器什么是这个宝贝
It's only those who just serve completely in the flesh that become proud of their service and think they have some value
只有一个最属肉体的人才会觉得当神祝福他的时候是他自己了不起
I can't think of any servant more valuable than the Apostle Paul.
我想在神的众仆人中没有一个比保罗更知道怎么侍奉。
But you see in the wisdom of the cross, he saw and discovered he was nothing at all without the Lord.
但是这样的一个神的仆人身上你看见一件事情他告诉我们他在他这个服事的里面他发觉他啥也不是。
As the most accomplished apostle,and writer of the epistles, he could still say at the end of his life, There is nothing good within me that is in my flesh.
在他侍奉的这么长的日子里头，在他的书信里面，他做见证，他告诉我们，他说，在我肉体里头毫无良善。
Indeed, the cross has much wisdom.
所以这个十字架的路实在是神的智慧。
Here's another.
还有一点。
We go through times where we break down.
我们有的时候，我们灰心了。
Where inexplainable problems and tragedy comes to us.
尤其当我们经历到一些无法解释的悲剧临到我们的 生活中
Even sometimes the enemy seems to attack us.
魔鬼在这个时候就借着机会攻击我们
And as we go through these breakdowns and these tragedies
当我们经过这样的打击悲剧的经历
You know, dear brothers and sisters, this is the very moment you sense the fellowship of his sufferings.
但你没有想到这一刻就是你能够经历保罗所说的 我交通于主的苦难的时候
Has your soul ever been so devastated that there was nothing left except the buoyancy of his resurrection life that will not let you go down?
在那一刻你好像觉得一切都完了你的情绪非常的低落可是就在那一个没有指望的时候你会发现主这个生命 他复活的生命好像一个 福利把你扶起来
And again this wisdom of the cross teaches us how to live between Alpha and Omega
这个十字架的功课是教我们在阿尔法跟 Omega 这两者之间怎么样子走下去
What does that mean?
什么意思?
I mean Jesus is the initiator the alpha of any service
我的意思是说 Alpha 乃是说到我们的主是一切的起手
And he is the Omega the completer of any spiritual service
那 Omega 乃是说到我们的主是一切的结束
and
完成者
And so we have to wait for his initiation
我们要等候神的 起手
and then join ourselves in help in this service
然后把我们与他连在一起
and then trust his completion at the end
然后相信他会把我们带到底
he lays the foundation and he puts the capstone
他不但给房子打下根基他也完成这个房子最后的屋顶石
it's almostimpossible for a male man male to not take the initiative himself
对弟兄来讲他的难处是你要他不做这一个第一步这一个人不太可能
most men are just initiators
大部分的弟兄是喜欢带头的
that's what makes you a man
你就觉得这个才是男的
but it doesn't work in spiritual service
但是在属灵的侍奉上这个不灵的
and so the cross teaches you how to live between how to be a waiter
所以十字架的功课就往往教我们怎么样做一个等候的人
can you imagine teaching a man to be a truster in somebody else
你不能想象怎么样教一个男人去做一个相信别人的人
the cross teaches us to be let goers
十字架的功课叫我们能够放手
and primarily intercessors
来做一个代祷的人
where we learn so many other lessons
我们学很多很多的功课
I'll just mention two more
我再讲两个
when we've been servants for years we learn a great corporate mystery of the cross
我们侍奉年日长的时候我们就可以发现我们在这个团体的祷告里头 有学习
You know there is a mystery in the kingdom right now
今天在神的国里面有一个奥秘
And it's hard to understand for a servant who is naive
如果一个天真的仆人
God begins a work among his people and the gathering of the assembly of people come together and worship the Lord
在神的主权里面他召集了一群人在一起他来 敬拜他。
And there ensues wonderful days, even years of grace upon grace.
那么 一个月一个一年一年这样过来，他们经历神的恩典。
But then in the growth and in the service, there comes some trouble.
在这个成长的经历中，这个聚会有一些问题发生。
Perhaps even some divisiveness.
可能中间有一些分裂。
And that original wonder of unity seems to disappear.
那在这个时候原来的那个合一的灵这个时候好像不见了。
And great trial begins.
然后就进入一个非常大的考验期。
And sometimes the glory of God leaves and all there is over such a work is Ichabod.
那么你会发现好像神的荣耀离开了以加伯神的荣耀离开。
Now in that process there's been some servants who've laid down their lives.
在这样的一个这么几年来有一些神的工人为着这个聚会放下他的生命。
And they don't understand after so much labor and so much prayer and so much work how something could turn so bad.
他放下了这么为这个聚会这些弟兄姊妹摆上了这么多可是他的结局变成这么不可想象的坏他很难理解。
Maybe they didn't understand that the enemy sows tares wherever there's wheat.
他没有想到主耶稣说过神在这个麦子中间仇敌撒了败子。
Or sometimes we don't realize what man's hands can do to God's work.
有的时候主的工人没有理解人肉体的手会做可怕的事。
But with the going of years, some things just seem to die in a great heap of ashes.
那么这么多年下来，会发现最后的结局好像是一个废堆。
Now, if you're a servant and you've been through something like that, you know how heartbreaking that is.
如果你服侍神，你经过这样的经历，你就知道是多么的伤心的一件事。
But I say, keep looking.
但是我要鼓励你继续仰望他。
Because out of those ashes and that failure arises something new.
因为在这个废堆的里头，神会有神迹的工作。
And in the new work that God begins to raise up,
在这个不可能的情况里面，神在做复兴的工作。
To the amazement of those who study church history, there's a continuity which with what has gone on before.
我们读教会历史的人发现一件事情神工作的时候常常是从以前的一些工作的背景里头再产生一个新的东西出来
Whenever God starts a new work there's always something in the past that has died in the process
神做一个新的事情的时候往往会发现过去有人为着这个地方曾经埋在土里
And the Lord brings new lifeOut of something we thought had died.
我们认为死了没有希望了，但是神却从死亡里头又带出生命来。
That's an amazing thing to see.
你看到这个的时候，你会觉得很稀奇。
You realize God's wisdom in all that He does.
你就不得不敬拜神的智慧，他的工作的方法。
And so also in the servant's life, we learn the personal.Process that the Lord takes us through.
那么在这一个学习侍奉的里面，你也会发现神对我们个人也有一些带领。
In order to be conformed into the image of Christ,
神要把我们磨成他儿子的形象。
Even as our Lord suffered, so the servant of God must suffer.
你会发现主自己是受苦的，所以我们服侍他的人也要受苦。
You know, I was only a Christian 2 years when I felt the Lord calling me to go into the ministry.
我自己个人信主才两年神就呼召我做 有全职的侍奉
Now believe me I had very little idea what was happening but I felt the Lord was leading me
我诚实的说我那个时候实在搞不清楚是怎么回事但是我就觉得主这样子感动我
And I remember getting a chance to talk to a dear servant of God who really had a spiritual ministry
那个时候我记得我跟一个年长的弟兄交通他实在是一个有经历的人
Just before I went off to seminary I asked him if he had any advice for me
我还没有去神学院之前，我就问这位年长的弟兄说，你对我有什么建议没有？
He said, if you serve the Lord faithfully, I can guarantee you something.
他就对我说，如果你是一个忠心的服侍主的人，我就保证你一件事。
He said, in your ministry, just like the Lord Jesus, you will have first a year of popularity.
他说如果你好好的跟随主，你就会发现第一年你的服事跟主耶稣一样会受欢迎。
Followed by a season of conflict and controversy.
然后下得来，下面就是冲突。
Followed by a season of persecution.
再下来你会发现会有逼迫。
Until finally, for the saints that you have served, they will kill you.And throw you out.
最后你服侍的这群人就把你杀了，然后把你赶出去。
He says, if our Lord went through such a season, don't think that the servants of God don't have to go through the same sort of thing.
因为这个老仆人说，如果我们的主耶稣当年侍奉就是这样的一个经历，那今天我们服侍他会有不同的经历吗？
But he said, don't worry.
但是你不必担心。
He says, if they don't really kill you,
如果他没有真正杀了你的话，
the Lord will grant you a new life.
主就给你一个新生命，
more life than you had before.
这个新生命比你以前的生命更丰富，
and a fuller ministry.
也更多更丰富的一个侍奉，
which will have a season of popularity.
又来一个欢迎的时期，
and you can finish the story.
然后再重复一次。
Dear servant of God,
亲爱的主的仆人们，
I don't know what phase you're in.
我不知道你在哪一个阶段里，
but I do know the Lord uses all of these things.
因为主会用这所有的情形，
and by his inner life he conforms us to the image of his son.
借着我们里面这个生命把我们磨成他儿子的形象。
Oh, we who have been saved by the grace of the Lord,
我们这些蒙恩得救的人，
the Lord will conform us to his glory.
因为他把我们带到荣耀里去。
The process may seem excruciating at times,
这个步骤有的时候叫我们受不了。
But if you will look, you'll see something precious.
但是你好好去看，你会发觉有宝贝产生。
You'll see the blessed Lord who dwells within.
这位祝福我们的神住在我们里面。
Who says, I will never leave you nor forsake you.
他要对你讲，我永远不会离弃你或者放弃你。
I don't know what rewards lay ahead for servants of God, although the scriptures gives us pictures.
我虽然知道圣经里面告诉我们侍奉主后来的奖赏，但是明确的讲我并不是很清楚。
But isn't our reward at least in this, that we know and experience the life of our Lord within?
但是最起码我要这样说，一个侍奉主的奖赏乃是我们经历在我们里面的这位基督。
We don't have to climb up to the heavens.
我们不需要爬到天上去。
Don't have to dive down to the depths of the ocean.
我们也不需要潜到最深的海洋里头去。
As near as our mouth, as near as our heart.
它就在我们的身边，就在我们的口
耳边。 Our precious good shepherd was raised from the dead in order to dwell in you and I.
因为我们的大牧人从死里复活以后就住在我们的里面。
And in order to perfect us as servant sons,
因为他要让我们变成他的儿子，又同时是他的奴仆。
We have fallen far short.
我们今天离神要求的还远。
But I hold on to this truth.
但是我们要抓住这个真理。
Christ in you, the hope of glory.
基督在你们里面是荣耀的盼望。
This is precious to us.
这个对我们是宝贵的。
Let's pray.
让我们祷告。
Oh, blessed Lord, we cannot know all there is to your wisdom.
亲爱的主，我们没有办法测量你的智慧。
Nor can we understand all of your ways.
我们也不没有办法完全明白你的道路。
But we've read the report and we believe.
但是我们读你的这些见证，我们相信
that the living God does dwell within.
我们的活的神住在我们里头。
And we need to learn to live by that life.
我们需要学习依靠这个复活的生命来生活。
Oh Lord, thank you for equipping us by the life within.
主，我们感谢你，借着这个生命，你在装备我们。
For being our teacher and our convictor.
你是我们的老师，你也是我们教训我们的人。
For leading us into the spiritual reality of these doctrines of the gospel.
你带领我们经历圣经福音所有的 真理
and in dealing with us individually so personally so mercifully
你对我们每一个人是这样的对付也是充满了恩典
Oh Lord I pray by your mercy
主啊我们祷告靠着你的恩典
You would place a fire in the souls of your servants
你在每一个神的仆人里面放下你圣灵的火
And the resolve that nothing can stop the purpose of God.
让我们有一个追求，没有一样事物使你的旨意在我们身上受到拦阻。
Oh Lord, if we need to be more radical with ourselves and dealing with things,
主求你让我们对自己残暴。
We would rather have the acknowledged presence of the Lord in our midst.
我们承认你在我们中间。
Than to have ourself still dominating.
但是我们却让我们自己却坐在宝座上。
As we rethink this matter of our service,
今天我们回想我们的服事。
Oh, we thank you, Lord.
主啊，我们感谢你。
That you are speaking to us.
你继续向我们说话。
Oh, you have begun a work.
因为你已经开始了这个工作。
And we believe you will complete it against the day of Christ Jesus.
我们向这位我们的主耶稣祈求。
Oh, make us servants pleasing to yourself, we pray.
求你让我们每一个人成为合神心意的仆人。
In Jesus' precious name.
奉主耶稣宝贵的名。
Amen.